This show is titled Beauty Over Power. And interestingly, we can connect this to the talk that Alexander Solzhenitsyn gave in his acceptance of the Nobel Prize for Literature somewhere around 1976, 78, somewhere around there. And he says in his talk, which is a talk about art, literature, etc., what is the value of these things? Just as people say, what is the value of philosophy? It has no practical value. They will tell people in school, don't study philosophy, study technology so you can get a job, a high-paying job. The only job you can get if you study philosophy is teacher. It has no practical value. But Guru Maharaj will say, yes, philosophy shows its practical value when death approaches or when we have to deal with death. So here, in his acceptance, Solzhenitsyn, he decided to talk about art. After all, it's the Nobel Prize for Literature. What is the value of art? What is the value of telling a story? Is there any value? Or it's just, it has some entertainment value. But anything substantial it deals with that's of lasting value? So he began his talk by saying that Dostoevsky once let drop the enigmatic phrase that beauty will save the world. Like Guru Maharaj hearing the Vedas, and he thought that was a peculiar statement. When Solzhenitsyn heard Dostoevsky say, beauty will save the world, he thought, really? Does he really mean that? Maybe he just was speaking informally and he said that, but it wasn't a seriously thought out proposition. But then he thought, but Dostoevsky is a master. He doesn't speak, misspeak often. And if he said this, maybe there's something special there. He meant it to be understood in a very serious way. It wasn't just some charming repartee, but something valuable and substantial there. And then he thought, and in his own, perhaps his own example, said that truth and justice, they proceed more or less in linear fashion in our general conception of them. Right. He said, but beauty, and now I'm paraphrasing and embellishing, he acknowledged indirectly that beauty moves in an unpredictable way, not in a linear style. This is when we talk of harmony in the conception of beauty, like the face. They will show very beautiful women or handsome men and take the face in half. And if you put, they don't look good when you put two identical halves together. But when you, a real face has a look, there are a variety of elements that are unified in a beautiful present, and the ultimate presentation is beautiful. So it means harmonizing disparate various elements. So saying, but truth and justice, they're more linear in their approach. But beauty moved. Rupa Goswami says, Ahiriva Katha Prema Swabhava Kuti Labhave, like the movements of a serpent. The serpent's movements overall are progressive, but they move in a zigzag way. But the overall effect is progressive. Saying the pastimes of Krishna are like that. The beauty of Krishna is like that. The form of Krishna is like that. The pastimes of Krishna are like that. So he said, since that which moves in a straight and linear line, it has a tendency to get chopped down. Right? But what moves in a zigzag, serpentine way can, in his words, he said, perhaps do the job of all three, truth, justice, beauty. Here we're saying truth, auspiciousness, and beauty. So the auspiciousness aspect. Shivam, satyam, truth, truthfulness. But is the ultimate conception of truth realized in that, or comprehensively expressed as auspiciousness? It must be auspicious, good for everyone. Reality is for itself and by itself. But still something is lacking there. And what that is sundaram, beauty, charm, sweetness. So the ultimate conception of the ultimate truth, or the absolute truth, is beautiful. Reality, the beautiful absolute.